Welcome, hello, everyone.
Hey, guys and gals.
To this episode of the Dadgum Dads.
Dadgum Dads coming at you.
Boom.
Super excited.
Here we are.
Big time topic today. Before we get into that, once again, we always got to thank those out there doing their thing.
Mm-hmm.
That we know. You got Fit Donut. Check them out.
Get all fit. You eating them.
Bison Fence. Bison Fence. Randall Colt Kennedy Esquire out there fixing your fence, doing a great job. It's just him flying solo now. He's kind of like Batman of the fences. Okay, just put the signal up in the air. He'll come to your house.
I keep trying to tell him I'll be his Robin, but he keeps denying me.
Well, probably wants somebody that can actually fix fence.
You know? Well, he doesn't want me to see me in spandex.
Ooh.
So I don't want to see that either.
Yeah, you're probably right. and then last but not least, Treasure Valley Eco Wash. Hit them up, social media. They'll come clean your trash cans out. It's an excellent little deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got some serious stuff to talk about.
All right, today is a it's pretty serious.
It's a serious topic.
Serious topic. We're gonna get serious on you.
We're not gonna BS around about this.
So with this one, this topic, we both we have a, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people have personal experience with this one.
Everybody's got some. Yeah.
So we're gonna the topic of bullying.
Yep, we're gonna talk about bullying today.
Not cool.
Yeah. Give some obviously talk about some. Some stories that we've, you know, encountered, you know, things that have happened to us, and then, you know, kind of delve into the, the whys.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? What are these bullies thinking?
So, just a little background of why, well, we've been planning to do this topic for a while, but, long story short of why, another reason why we're doing this is because I actually had just become an ambassador for a nonprofit organization called Community Kindness Movement.
I was going to say, man, if you don't even know what you're...
Well, I was on the wrong page. I'll edit
that part out. I'm an ambassador of... Hold up.
Hold
on. I don't even know. No, that's cool.
No, it's Community Kindness Matters.
Cool.
And I'm really excited for this. It is... it's an anti-bullying nonprofit.
Outstanding.
So, I don't like it on my phone when I have notifications. You know, the little squares, they got numbers on them. I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
So Facebook, I don't really check it anymore. But I go on and I'll just click on it and get right back off so the notification goes away. Well, this time I happened to just click on it and I saw that one of my cousins had posted something. So I was like, okay, let me see what he posted. Well, he had just joined the board of directors for this program.
Oh, cool.
And so... And he said that they were looking for ambassadors. And I was like, well, you know, let me check into this. What is it? I looked into it and it's, you know, an anti-bullying thing. And I was like, this thing is freaking perfect.
Yeah.
Because I've been looking for years for something. I mean, I thought about starting my own.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know the first thing about starting a nonprofit or anything.
Sure, sure.
And so this was just, it was perfect for me because... Like I said, I've had experience of being bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I mean, it still affects me. I still have, I mean, it happened in eighth grade.
Yeah.
You know, how, I don't even, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
And here I am just about to turn 37. And it still affects me to this day on certain things.
Yeah.
But no, man, I am so freaking excited to join this. Get a free t-shirt.
Oh, got it. Well, that's
I'm about those t-shirts.
I mean, if I get a shirt, I'll do it.
No,
but I don't want to do anything else. Just throw me a shirt. Just throw my picture up there and say I do stuff.
No, but dude, it's awesome because they actually the third week in September they have a what's called a Community Kindness Week, and they try and take this program and into schools and stuff mm-hmm. too. And then also with like me being an ambassador, like I have to post every Thursday. Something about either, you know, their whole, you know, something about bullying.
Right.
Or something about their organization or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, I mean, they got all sorts of stuff. They have Community Kindness Movement, you know, in your community. You know, they have school programs that you can go and, you know, insert into your school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I wish that they had something like this, you know, back when we were in school. And
yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it would have helped immensely. I don't think bullying is talked about enough, personally, in the schools. and even in work in workplaces too.
Well, I think it's one of those things. It's like it's no different than your annual that we get even in the military. Like you get these annual briefs of the things that you should not do and the things to avoid. And it's kind of like to check the box of so that you did your part, and so if something bad happens, you say, well, we gave them the training now.
Yeah,
I mean that's pretty much how it is at schools too. Like bowling's bad, guys. We'll have you sit down at the assembly a couple times a year. Somebody come up here and say, stop bullying, it's not cool, and then you go right back to it. I mean, especially with how things are now, too, on social media, and online bullying is just huge now. I mean, everybody's got that cyber courage. You don't even have to do things to people's face anymore.
Oh, yeah, the keyboard warrior.
Keyboard warrior, baby. You just get on there, throw some bad stuff out there online, and it'll eat you up.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if it's to the face or on the computer or phone, like, bullying is terrible. It's and I think a lot of it, which we'll get into, but I think a lot of it just stems from home, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like these kids.
Oh, 100%.
Stuff's happening at home. They take it out on other kids at school. Mm-hmm. They pray. It's wolves preying on sheep, you know, and preying on the weak. And it takes multiple things to get it to slow down or to stop. I don't think it ever goes away, but I think there's a lot of things that have to happen to kind of get it to slow down is really the biggest thing.
It's that whole thing of, like you said, you know, it's an annual thing. You go in, you talk, okay, mark this off the box. No, it's got to be something that's talked about multiple times during the year, for me at least. I mean, there's multiple times when I'll just be sitting at dinner with the family and I'll just randomly ask, you know, I'll talk to the kids about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you guys were bullying anyone, are you?
Mm-hmm.
And then my oldest, she'll, you know, flat out, oh, Landon did this, or she'll even say, Landon's been being picked on the bus or something. And so, but I talk to them about it quite often, mm-hmm. just because, and especially if they are being bullied, I want them to know that they can come to me and talk to me about it.
Absolutely, yeah, that's huge.
The biggest thing for me when I was growing up being bullied is I didn't have anyone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I had my friends and everything. They weren't the ones picking on me, but I couldn't talk to them about it because they didn't know what I was going through. Hmm. And so, you know.
You were getting bullied when your friends weren't around?
Essentially, yeah.
Huh.
And so.
I don't know what's worse, to get bullied by yourself or get bullied with your friends standing right there and not doing anything.
Yeah, no, well...
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I mean, it's all terrible.
As far as I remember, my friends weren't around. It was when I was by myself, and then this group of kids would come up and start picking on me. But then, back in eighth grade, I mean, I was 4 foot nothing, weighed 50 pounds, you know, because I wasn't a big kid.
Yeah.
And then there was a group of boys, you know, you try and fight one, you're just going to get your butt kicked, so I wouldn't stand up for myself.
Right.
You know, I try and tell my kids now, you know, if someone's doing something, you got to stand up for yourself at, you know, to a point.
Not only that, because I agree completely, and I say the same thing. Like, not only are you not going to be a bully, which I think these are huge for at home, what needs to be talked about with your kids, is not only you should not be bullying,
mm-hmm.
also, if you are bullied, you stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
And then the final box to check, if somebody else is getting bullied, you get in on that too.
Oh, and I
tell to not kids, bully, but yeah. to stop it.
And I tell my kids that all the time.
Do not sit back and just watch somebody get picked on.
Yeah, and I mean, and another thing that I push with my kids is, yes, if you're seeing someone being bullied or picked on, stand up for them. But then also, because you're siblings, yes, you might hate each other or not like each other like normal siblings do. But if someone, you know, Allie, if someone's picking on Landon, stick up for him. Same thing with you, Landon. If someone's picking on your sister, stand up for him, you know? And, and so it's been a pretty big topic in my family. And
as it should with many.
Especially with me.
No, and it should be, because that to me, there's kind of like a formula, I think, for what creates bullies. And a lot of it stems from emotional and physical abuse and or neglect.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get the combo. You get all the abuse and mm-hmm. then also neglect. But I think neglect is almost like number one. Mm-hmm. When you're not involved with your kids and they're all just doing whatever, you have no idea what they're doing, and or maybe you don't even care to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
You create little monsters. Okay. And then if you're a piece of garbage yourself,
mm-hmm.
who's taking out your bad day on them all the time, or you're just not even around, so you're just totally bailed,
mm-hmm.
that's what you get. You get these kids that are growing up to just be exactly like you.
Yeah, they don't have discipline, too.
They have no discipline, no respect for anybody, and they're lashing out mm-hmm. because they're emotionally damaged. They're broken people.
They lash out, and that's how they get the attention.
It's terrible, and I remember as I got older in high school learning about some kids that I thought were bullies, you know, and then I got to know, like, their lives,
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't feel anything but pity for them. Like, I wasn't even angry at them anymore. I was like, yeah. God, your life, this is like 15, I'm like, your life sucks. Your life sucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember some kids like that in high school, you know, but I mean... Those kids I had more pity for was the ones that were like, they came from like, you know, broken homes or, you know, or they were abused at home and then that's how they took it out on people at home, like, or at school. But the kids I just wanted to, oh, I couldn't stand them.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it so much was my freshman year in high school at Bishop Kelly High School
mm-hmm.
before I came out to Valley View. I only spent 1 year there. It wasn't for me. It's not for everybody, private school. Bunch of rich kids that get everything handed to them, you know, just all over the place. And there were some good people there, don't get me mm-hmm. wrong. But, oh, you could tell these kids, they were used to getting everything. They wanted getting away with whatever they did. And, once again, probably a lot of neglect
mm-hmm.
because they would just lash out, you know, by picking on people and... I just happened to be one of those kids, you know. I got picked on by a lot of older kids.
Especially there. You were new with the school.
I was new there. I was pretty poor mm-hmm. at the time. Definitely didn't fit in very well there. And yeah, there was like a group of just older kids. They're like sophomores and juniors that used to they just gang up on me all the time. Call me all sorts of terrible things. And I was pretty... I always say I was like soft. I was pretty soft back then, you know. I wasn't like trying to. I'm not looking for trouble. I'm like Jackie Chan in like every movie. I'm not looking for trouble. Leave me alone. That was me, you know. But that's why. But I mean, to this day, like you were saying, this stuff affects you, you know. And it did. I mean, it shifted the way I went about business after that. I came to a new school, and it was like I had like put on the armor. And I wasn't gonna put up with any of that at all. And then I grew, you know, that helped.
Yeah,
big old growth spurt.
No fair.
Yeah,
I never grew.
I got the
still 4 foot nothing.
I know, just I got, weigh the, a lot got more. The growth spurt that helped, but going forward, that was a big to this day. That's why I'm really against when people are getting bullied or any type of picking on of other people. Mm-hmm. I don't stand for it at all. I hate it.
I mean, it's got to the point where. I don't put up with it anymore.
You shouldn't.
I mean, yeah, it took me a long time. Like I said, it was a little bit in seventh grade, but then it really hit hard in eighth grade. And but by the time I got in high school, they didn't, because I'm pretty sure because of Seth, my older brother. He was a junior when I was a freshman, and you know, football player, all that. And then by the time he graduated, when we were at the end of sophomore year, I mean, it got to the point where, you know, playing sports and stuff, lifting weights and everything, that it just kind of died down, that no one really picked on me or anything. I mean,
yeah.
One of them tried a couple times in PE, but I kind of put an end to it.
Yeah.
You know, not that I fought him or anything, but, you know, I stood up for myself.
I think standing up is a big thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he was just, you know, one-on-one. He was playing basketball in PE. You know, he's just cheap-shotting me.
Well, they're always a lot different when they're by themselves.
Yeah.
So, always.
Yeah. Well, that's true. No. This is when we were playing basketball.
Yeah.
You know how Orchard used to break us up?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, team here, team there. And we were playing, and he was trying to pick on me.
Mm.
And I finally turned around and shoved him and, you know,
but
essentially told him to knock it off.
Right.
Like, I didn't threaten him, but just keep it up. And
you'll yeah, and it, but and that's awesome. And he
folded. I'm not a little eighth grader anymore.
Right, and he folded because he's by himself now.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember... catching some of these guys, some of them were even freshmen, were my age too, that just would hop in. They knew these guys, they're all clicky because they're families or I don't mm-hmm. whatever, right? And I'd catch them by themselves and they'd be way different, like nice to me almost. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they'd be in the locker room or the hallway or whatever, and then they're right up in it. And most of it was always just verbal. It's not like I ever had hands laid on me or anything. Maybe just a couple times they were kind of hitting on me just a little bit. And then, you know.
Yeah.
But it was just, I remember even like a coach pulled me into his office one time and asked me about it. And I remember thinking, you know, I was like, it's fine, you know. He's asked me like, are you okay getting bullied? And I'm like, no, it'll be all right, whatever. I didn't want to talk about it. But I was like, I look at it now, I'm like, you're an adult, man. If you know something's going on, you should be stopping that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like, so between you had adults that knew what was going on, not doing anything. Then I had my friends that would be just standing around, not doing anything. At all. None of them.
I just...
At the time. These are not... Obviously, people I don't even talk to anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's why, like, it changed me so much. Like, growing up, man, if it didn't matter if I was with my friends and somebody's getting picked on or somebody could just start fighting, like, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't even know what's going on. All of a sudden, I'm just jumping in there. I'm like, whatever. We got to protect... Let's do it. I got to protect my friend. You know, like, I'm not... I wasn't going to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to stand for that type of behavior, because it destroys your innocence, you know.
It really does.
It destroys the whatever innocence, whatever love. It makes it harder to have relationships with people.
Yeah. I mean, I would say up until then I was a pretty happy-go-lucky kid and everything, but after that, I mean, I got into a deep depression. Mm-hmm. I mean, It got to the point where, you know, I was dating my wife in high school. Like, she thought I was bipolar because one minute I'd be happy-go-lucky and the next I'd just be in the corner just by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk to anyone. And I'm just going to straight up tell you right now, it's because I was bullied. Because it put that self-doubt in me and I didn't have any confidence. I mean,
it does take
still to this day, I don't have as much confidence as I probably should. Mm. But it affects you, man. I'm gonna tell you what. I mean, mine was the biggest thing that they made fun of me for was because I get cold sores, and I used to get them a lot when I was younger.
Right.
I don't get them as much anymore. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
But I mean, I used to get cold sores really, really bad, and it was in eighth grade when you took your health class or something like that, and then they found out that it was, you know, called herpes simplex, you know, whatever, okay? Oh, man, they ate that up. So when I get a cold sore...
You got herpes,
you know?
I used to get told I got herpes, too, because I had cold sores. But it was my friends doing it, those bastards.
Yeah, no, I thought they were my friends until then. Right, but then after that, it was, you know, you got herpes. And then from there, it exploded to where, I mean, there was one time that... They wrote a note and put it in the girl's bathroom, on the mirror. It said, you know, for herpes, call Adam Stokes with his number.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And then they would go write stuff on the walls outside, you know, like, and they would come up to me as a group and just make fun of me. I mean, I remember there was one time that, I was out playing basketball with Colt and a group of guys and, you know, back in eighth grade, you were stupid, and Colt and I, and this group, we used to, you know, the Little Giant, or not Little Giants, what's that show? Oh.
Sandlot?
No, like, with Alfalfa and...
Little Rascals.
Little Rascals, yeah. You know, they do that thing under the chin, you know? We would do that to each other just out of fun. And then I remember one time I did it, and the whole group coming up to me and was like, "Why do you do that? You're spreading your herpes to everyone?" And I wanted to fight them so bad, but a couple things that held me back were, one, I was afraid I was going to get in trouble from my parents, and two, it was a group against one, and I would have got my butt kicked, because like I said, I was 4'0", weighed 50 pounds, and so there was no way.
That troubles me right there, that you felt like you would get in trouble.
See, yeah, I never... told my parents about it, though. That's the thing.
Right, if they don't know.
Is I never told them. And so I think there was one time they wrote something on the wall, and I just had enough, man. I was like, you know, I'm tired of this. You And so I finally went and talked to the vice principal about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a snitch.
Well, yeah, but nothing's going to happen unless anybody, you know, they don't know about it, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. And so I went, I mean, did it stop? Not really. I mean, that was the year that Columbine happened. Mm. And it stopped a little bit after that. But, I mean, it went on the whole year, man. I mean, it was, it even like I said, it kind of, they didn't pick on me in ninth grade. Freshman year, mm-hmm. but we weren't friends at all. And there was one of them that actually, we actually became pretty good friends because we had driver's ed together. And so we were in the same car and we were in track together. So we'd drive together and everything. And so we became kind of good friends, but then the rest of them. But now, I mean, do I forgive them now? Yeah. Because, I mean, it's in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple times, I've seen a couple of them in town, you know, said hi to them and stuff. You know, I don't hold a grudge.
Right.
We were stupid kids.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, and, you know, their parents didn't talk to them. Their parents didn't know what was going on. And who knows? I don't know what their life was right. like at home. Well, there was one that you guys have told me about that the guy's dad was a jerk. You know?
Right, yeah.
You know, making him eat the whole thing of chew and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But he was one of the main ones that would just... And it was the popular kids were the ones that were coming after me.
Oh, so, it always was, man. Yeah, the so-called popular kids.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, when we were growing up, that stuff wasn't really talked about at home. It seemed like it's mm-hmm. more of a newer issue. And
see, but now I think it's even worse because back then we had the internet, but not like it is
now.
No,
and that's why I think even more it's those things I was talking about. You have to talk about bullying to your child. You will not bully. Do not be bullied. You see somebody getting bullied, you say something, you do something, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to constantly talk to them about that stuff. It's just like anything else. If this person makes you uncomfortable, say something. If an adult touches you in a way that's inappropriate, or even a kid touches you, say something. Don't ever feel like it's your fault this stuff is happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And people put that in their brain, whether you even tell them, just by not even saying it, they just probably assume, like you said, you assumed you'd get in trouble. It's not like your parents said, you'll get in trouble if you fight over from being bullied. I doubt they ever say that.
Well, no, they didn't.
But they didn't know.
But they said that if I ever fought in school, I'd get in trouble.
Right.
But I didn't process I just thought a fight is a fight. It didn't matter what it was.
Exactly.
You were going to get in trouble.
And that's that old school parenting versus kind of the new school parenting. We know now. There's a lot more knowledge out there. Mm-hmm. We've all experienced it. We've gone from the you know, decades past where you got bullied, you punch a guy in the face, and then you go have a beer after school or something, you know, whatever that was, you know. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, we were bullies in the morning. By week's end, shoot, we were hunting buddies. Yeah, yeah. Those days are over. Okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. It takes a lot more time. But it starts, it's like teaching about bullying is, to me, and a lot of it times, because it can be very like connected, it's like teaching your kid about racism and discrimination and things of that nature.
It's
like, because you can bully over somebody's race mm-hmm. or their beliefs. You know, or just how they look or whatever.
For me, it's just like racism, like, you know, bullying, it's taught.
Yeah.
You know, because even though...
It's a learned...
Yes. It's just like racism. You're not born racist.
Yeah, you learn it.
You're not born a bully. You learn by your surroundings.
You're absolutely right.
And so, if your parents racist or your family's racist, well, then you're going to grow up a racist. If you're being picked on and bullied and abused by your parents.
Or neglected by your parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what are you going to do? You're going to turn around, you're going to lash out, and that's the only way you get noticed.
Yeah.
And, but then, probably, if they got noticed, they went home and got beat.
Yeah.
For being stupid.
Right.
And then what do? They turn around, they're mad, and it just continues the cycle.
It's a constant cycle. And that's why us as dads got to be there. Parents, exactly. You got to be there.
You got to be there.
You are the reason your child ends up being a piece of garbage. No, there's no other way to put it. It 100%. Is not that kid's fault. It is your fault. You are the reason. And you could think, I'm doing it all right. Are you, though? How much do you talk to your kid on a weekly basis? If you're saying three words a day to your kid, you're not doing a good job. I don't care. I'm sorry. And I get it. There's people out there work two, three jobs, keep the lights on, do that whole thing. I got it. They get almost a get out of jail free card. But when you that little, those few precious moments you get, though I hope those are good moments with your kid. If you're working two, three jobs, keep the power on, you come home, stick cigarettes out in little Johnny's neck, that's your fault again. You're doing that. You're creating that monster who's going to go to school, pick on some kid, probably beat the crap out of him, you know, teach that. Now that kid grows up to either, you know, feel like, you know, self-doubt, not confident. I don't know. A mental abuse.
It's not. I mean, you could be a bully as a parent. You're bullying your child by by calling them stupid and worthless.
It's a constant cycle because that parent was probably somebody has to break the chain.
Yes,
that's what it is.
And it might as well be you.
2021. You got to be the one to break.
You break that chain.
The chain. If you're the person who's picking on other people, stop doing it. Stop doing it. Find another outlet. If your outlet to help with your anger and your emotional issues is to go pick on somebody, that's not the answer. Go punch on a punching bag. Go hit a speed bag. Go hit a heavy bag. Go punch a tree. I don't care. If you got to hit something, go hit the person who's doing it to you. How's that? You want to hit somebody. I don't care if it's your old man.
Yeah.
We've known a few people that happened too.
I mean, you know?
Don't take it out on some innocent person.
Yeah. But, I mean, a lot of the times, even when you do something like that, you know, you do, you know, hit the person that's been, you know, troubling you all your life. I mean, a lot of times that doesn't even work, too. Like, I just literally, I think it was yesterday, I watched a video on Terry Crews. And when he was growing up, his dad used to wail on his mom. Wail on his mom.
Yeah.
And then when he was, you know, got old enough that left the house and felt bad that he left his mom there, but the mom was like, go, get out of here. Older, married, freaking played college ball, you know, tried the NFL and everything, jacked, has kids of his own. He goes, drops his kids off at his parents' house, and he warned his dad. He was like, you're not going to do this. You know, you're not going to drink when my kids are around. You know, you're going to act up. You're going to act straight, be there. About an hour later, got a phone call. You know, grandpa hit grandma. So he goes in there, gets everyone out of the house, goes in there, and the dad's acting like nothing happened. Bam! Hits his dad.
Yep.
And he's like, I didn't feel any better.
Right.
He's like, all those years I wanted to hit him. I finally hit him once. Didn't do anything.
No. Those people are broken.
Yeah.
Some people are so far gone, there is no fixing them.
Yeah. No.
Which is why you don't want that happening to kids. Give them a chance. You might be gone. But don't make the same choices for them. Let them make their own choices.
Exactly.
It's easier said than done, man. It really is.
Smart parenting. You know, you gotta try your best and raise them right. But it's ultimately up to them to make the choices. You know that they're gonna make. But it's up to you to install the confidence. It's up to you to install, everything that they need to go forward in this life and make the right decisions. So,
and like I said before, man, I mean, I had pity, and I felt almost like you get an I'll buy your little excuse. What you deal with at home is unimaginable. I wouldn't want to trade places with you. What you go home to every night is terrible. The people that really pissed me off were the ones that did have it all on paper. Nice house, drive a nice car, got nice clothes. Mom and dad are together, maybe. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everything seems good. But is it? Apparently not, because you come to school and you treat people like garbage. You bully this kid over here. You treat that kid like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the most of the people that were picking on me, they didn't come from homes where dad was kicking the crap out of them every night. They came from, you know, most of them came from families where you know, dad probably owned a few businesses or worked at some company, made a bunch of money, and probably, I don't know, probably just didn't even talk to him that much. Definitely didn't give a crap about bullying. They probably looked at it like, oh, my son's bullying somebody.
He's claiming dominance over somebody.
Yeah, he's such a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, with his dominance over somebody else. That's not cool.
No. Nope.
You know, you just can't be doing that stuff.
It's called respect. That's all it is. That's all it comes down to.
When you were raised to not treat everybody as an equal, though, you don't respect them.
I know.
And how many people do that, though? They bring their kids up like they're God's gift to this earth. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is peasants and garbage. Oh, and you treat them as such. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, we're Jacksons. And Jacksons are Jacksons, and we're very powerful, and we treat everybody else like they're garbage because we don't care about them. We only take care of our own.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool, man. That's awesome. Another generation of just walking human pieces of garbage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thank you.
That's all it is.
Yeah, yep. They're just super mean to people. Treat them like... I keep wanting to say garbage. That's not the right. I need to find a new word. Garbage. I want to say something else, but I'm not going to say it.
They're
not nice people.
They're not.
And...
But you can't let that be an excuse for the way that someone acts, though.
No.
You can, but you can't. Because, I mean...
At some point, you hit a point in your life, in age, where you know right from wrong.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got to make that choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were a bully. I mean, I've heard a lot of stories of people, they were freaking mean and bullies and everything all the way through high school. And they get into real life and they realize, oh, crap. Maybe I'm not as cool and maybe I'm not as tough as I thought I was in the real world.
Yeah.
And then they just totally change and they go back and they apologize to everyone that they were mean to.
Yeah, that's all great. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. We need to figure out as a society how to flip that switch sooner. Not mm-hmm. when you're in your 30s and you have kids now and you're like, oh, man, you know, 20 years ago, I was pretty mean to old Adam.
Yeah.
How about just don't do it to begin with? Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see it, you know.
I didn't bully anyone, but there was a couple people that I just didn't really like.
Sure, and you're allowed to not like people.
Yeah, but then after high school, you know, I think I was like 19, 20 years old or something like that. You know, I just got to thinking, and so I called those people up and apologized for, you know. I mean, I didn't bully them, but it's not like I was nice to them.
Sure.
You know, it was just more of I ignored them type of thing. And they knew that I didn't like them. I had no reason not to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was just a circle of friends and this circle of friends. Right, and it was just like...
Yeah, you know...
And I literally called and I apologized to them.
Yeah.
For being a jerk, essentially. So...
Some people are hard to like, though. You know,
I don't like them now. I mean, we're friends now.
No, but, you know, I don't mean like, you know, obviously don't bully them. I mean, don't go out of your way to be mean to them or anything. Like, that just goes for anybody. But, I mean, I can think of one kid. I'll never forget him, this kid, in middle school. He was a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
So was his younger brother. And I think his mom actually was. Their dad was, I don't know his parents. Anyway, his mom mm-hmm. was, something was up. Mm-hmm. Learning disabled, whatever. So this kid, he was my age, and people used to pick on him
mm-hmm.
because of how he talked. He sounded weird, and he was just an odd duck. He always smelled, you know. Obviously, not the hygiene wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at first, it was just little things. But one day, somebody was like really picking on him, and so I got in there, and man, I just couldn't stand it anymore. I was like, no. I don't really remember what happened. I just remember standing between them and basically was just like, don't pick on him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it stopped. But what's... here's what sucked, though. So I do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now this kid kind of latches on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I just didn't want you getting bullied, man. I'm not trying to be your friend.
Because mm-hmm.
you're, you know... I know it had nothing to do... Well, I mean, I'm sure it did, unfortunately, have something to do with how he was, but... He was a very annoying person, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real. We rode the bus together. He's always making noises. He's kicking the back of the seat. You tell him to stop nicely. He's mm-hmm. one of those kids that kept doing it, hitting his head against the window. And looking back on it now, even as I say this, I'm like, man, that says a lot about probably what was going on at home and with his learning disabilities and his, you know, handicaps. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in sixth grade or seventh grade. Like, I don't know all that. All I know is that you are odd. You act really weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be your buddy. I just don't like seeing you get picked on.
Yeah.
So, anyways, trying to be my friend, I'm like, ugh, I can't do it, man. Mm-hmm. Sorry. But then he just... And then once he pushed my buttons even to the point where I turned around and just yelled at him, stop kicking my seat! Like he was kicking my seat mm-hmm. on the bus going home, you know? And I kept, hey, stop doing that. hey, stop, can you stop kicking my seat? And he, you know, so it's just amazing, you know, so it's like you talk about, like, trying to not bully or these other things, but like, gosh, there's just some people are really tough to handle though too, you know, and it's where you just really gotta, you gotta just say, listen, big man upstairs, I need your help a little extra today. I'm gonna snap this dude's neck right now. I can't handle it, you know. Yeah. There's a lot of people like that, but no, I you know, yeah, no bullying, and he didn't get bullied anymore after that, which was good. But then, like I said, he latched on me, and that became another problem altogether. Yeah. I didn't bully him, but dang it, I was like, I can't, buddy, okay?
Yeah. Well, I think there was, you know, in high school, there was that one guy that was our equipment manager.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I do.
You know, he hung out with the football players because we protected him. You know? He annoyed us, and... You know, and everything. It's not like we wanted to hang out with him, but...
He's kind of like, you know, that kid just, I was just talking about.
He just a latch to us, but, yeah. You know, he... I mean, as far as I know, no one really ever picked on him.
Because
no one messed with football players back then. You know, not like we were bullies or anything. No, it was just... No one really messed with us. And so, yeah, I mean, still to this day, you know, I see him every once in a while. Hey, what's up? He'll be like, hey!
Does he live out here?
Yeah, he lives around here somewhere. So I've seen him a couple times at the ICFL games when it was announcing. So,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't gonna announce him over the intercom, but I'd go down there. Hey, what's up, dude?
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in that, yeah, there's that. But like, nobody deserves to be mistreated.
No one.
Everybody deserves to be treated with respect. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that being said, that doesn't mean you gotta be friends with everybody. No, you gotta even pretend to like anybody. Just don't go out your way to be a complete ass to them, you know. You don't need to be mean, but that's why it gets hard, though, especially when you're younger, you know. It's like, I just stuck up for you, man. I'm not trying to, like, I'm not adopting you. Yeah. I don't need you to come live at home. Like, they were kind of, especially the younger brother, man, he's creepy towards my sister. I'll never forget. There was a whole thing. Like, we're living in kind of a smaller town. Like, yeah, they were odd. There was some stuff going on there.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, especially when you're younger, it's, you know, oh, we're cool. It's cool to pick on people and everything. And
I don't think that's considered cool now, though. Well, I can say that. I think we've progressed there.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying back in our day.
No, it was cool to pick on this person. Oh, it was 100%.
Because you watched the movies back then, and there was always someone picking on
someone. Well, guess what? But it's because they also call bullying hazing. We try to call bullying hazing. Yeah. Here's the thing. And hazing is not bullying, first of all, okay? Hazing turns into bullying. I get hazing. Like, I get it, whether you're joining... To an extent, right? Whether it's just that you got to make you're welcome to the team.
And, well, yeah, you know, you do it once with hazing.
Exactly.
But when it's over and over and over again, that's bullying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's like Alex Holtry, you know, when he went to McPherson.
Yeah.
First day there, they made him stand up in the cafeteria. He had to stand up on the table and sing, "I'm a little teapot."
That's what happens.
And just that one time.
Yeah,
that
just was one time. Yeah.
That's hazing.
Yeah, right.
Now, if every time he goes in there and they make him do that, that's bullying.
Yeah. Or every day they're making them carry the pads or whatever. Or you're going out of your way to make that person's life a living hell. That's not hazing anymore.
No.
And see, that's what happened to me. Like, it was other football players. Mm. I was a freshman trying to make my way, some older guys. And, it started out, like, in their eyes, probably to this day, they're like, I was just hazing the guy. You don't haze somebody for an entire year. The season's over. I'm still getting hazed.
Mm-hmm.
This is not hazing. No. You're bullying me now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's locker room talk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's great, but we're in the hallway.
Yeah, exactly.
On my way to English class.
Yeah.
That's not a hazing. You're bullying me.
Yeah. Well, and the thing that bugged me, it never happened to me because, like I said, my older brother, but like the seniors picking on, you know, the senior football players pick, you know, hazing or picking on the freshmen.
Sure.
It's just like, you know, by the time I was a senior, I ignored the freshman. I was like, I'm not going to go in there and make him push a penny or
do all this. And I hated all that stuff. That's why I refused to do it too.
Yeah. I think by the time we became seniors, we were, because it happened, the seniors when I was a freshman. I mean, I remember they pushed Rafe Holtz into the shower when it was going, when they had it on, they pushed him and he slipped and I think he chipped a tooth or something.
Yeah.
And then,
And then
they literally made someone push a penny from one end to the other of the locker room. And they didn't mess with me because, like I said, I had my brother.
So and that's the thing. Not everybody had the.
But by the time we were seniors, it was to the point where we were, I didn't even really talk to the freshmen, you know, because I had my own things. I had my own. I had a girlfriend. I was worried about schoolwork and football and everything else, work, and I just had my own life. I didn't worry about anyone else.
Yeah, and it's just so crazy how much the hazing and the bullying gets confused. And, like, that's why I just hate all of it now. I mean, not to say I haven't been involved in, like, if it's a one-time thing or, you know, just messing with somebody, you know, in a friendly way. It's because I liked them. It was kind of like, you know, you get yelled at by a coach because they actually care. Like, I would tease friends and whatever, and anytime, and sometimes I almost went too far, but if I ever saw that it was going too far, I stopped, and I dialed back, and I'd be like, hey, my bad. Exactly. I'm not trying to, we're all having fun. And if you're not having fun now, like, it's gone from we're laughing with you to laughing at you.
Exactly. There comes to the point where you got to realize, oh, okay. I mean, that it happened. There was Homer Ortiz.
Right.
We were out there, you know, kind of teasing him and everything, and I could tell he was getting mad.
Yeah, that's
so I backed off.
Yeah,
that's
like, that. Hey,
my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The other guys didn't back off, and so he let him have it.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's what you get when I'm backing off. Oh,
see what you did. Yeah, you got out of there before
he took me
out. You're all poking him with a stick, and you're like, hold on, this beehive's about to tip over.
Poke bear, and step back. No, so, but I saw it coming, and I tried to warn the guys. I was like, guys, knock it off.
Yeah.
Next thing you know.
Good.
He's getting after him.
Good, I'm let him have it.
Good. That's what happens. Saw Homer the other day.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's trying to recruit me to be on the board for Little League Baseball.
Gross.
I'm probably going to do it because that's just what I do.
Oh, yeah. But that sounds cool.
But no, we could talk for hours, especially me.
Yeah.
Just our experiences. I mean, to be honest, I've never really told people my experience.
Yeah.
And now here I am talking about it on a podcast. But no, so like I said earlier, I've wanted to do something. You know, like join a nonprofit or start my own nonprofit. But like I said earlier, one of the main things that I wish that I had was someone to talk to.
Yeah.
That could relate to me or even just listen.
Right.
And talk to. And so years ago, when I took that coding class, I was trying to learn how to code to make, websites because I wanted to make a website that it wasn't. I'm not going to call it the suicide prevention because it's not.
Right.
It was essentially, I was going to call it Bullied Haven, to where kids that have been bullied can come to this social media website and talk to each other.
I think that's an awesome
idea. About, you know, their experiences, because then they would have someone that they could relate to. Be like, I know exactly what you're going through. This is what I went through, or this is what I'm going through right now. But we kind of made a website for a project. And it just kind of died from there because I never.
It's a really good idea, though.
But
is there something like that out there?
There are a few, but it was just for like their cities. Like there was one for San Francisco that was just for San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
But mine was going to be like a whole platform, like
going
out to everyone, and then I was gonna, because it was a nonprofit, I was gonna, you know, try and get volunteers to, you know, come in and talk to, you know, with people and on the internet and stuff. But then,
and this is a really good idea.
And then I was gonna, you know, just try and get some therapists or something to, you know, donate a couple hours of their time a day or a night or something to sit down and chat with someone online and stuff. And then there were gonna be
post videos on that people can watch.
Yeah. And then there was gonna be you know, keywords. If someone were to say a keyword, it would pop up to the, you know, I had it all worked out, but like I said, this is a few years ago.
Yeah, running the website, you'd see if keywords were popping up.
Yeah, you know, like it. Shooting or gun or school, suicide or something like that would pop up, and it would notify.
Yeah,
you know, someone that's looking over, making sure everything is going good on the website.
Yeah,
and then, you know, if someone was talking about shooting up their school or something like that, then it would notify, and then we could somehow get into their, notify, you know, okay, they're in San Francisco. Let's notify the police in San Francisco. Hey, this guy's talking about this.
Need to talk to
what's going
somebody.
On.
Yeah.
Might want to go check up on this and stuff. So, I mean, I still want to do that, but, you know, there's so many social media sites out right now. And
there's
and
nothing it, like that.
As and far as I know, there isn't.
I don't think there is.
Well, I mean, actually, on this computer, I'll show you at the end, I actually still have the logo on this computer. Actually, I think I might have a majority of the stuff on this computer for that website. But, like I said, I tried to learn how to code. I didn't understand it, man. Yeah, I could read it. I could read it, but I couldn't, like, type it out and stuff.
Sure.
And so, but, yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I am so excited to join this, to be an ambassador for this program.
Yeah.
Because just with my experience, you know, I want to go. We have a couple friends that are principals. I want to go talk to them, see if we can implement it in their schools. I have some friends that are, that know people on city council here, I just want to get it out there. I mean, they've been around since 2015, and they started it just because they had a personal experience. One of their kids was being bullied, and every time I, you know, hear on the news that someone took their life because of being bullied or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, my heart breaks for them.
Yeah.
Because I've been there.
Yeah.
You know how many times I thought about killing myself? No. I never did it.
No, right.
But, you know, it just, I don't think people realize if you've never been bullied.
Well, they don't understand secondary effects.
Exactly. Like, it affects you in so many ways. I mean, people will be like, oh, you're just weak. You're blah, blah, blah. No, because unless you've walked a mile in my shoes and gone through what I went through with the bullying.
Yeah.
I mean, and mine's not as worse as other people. I mean, there's kids that are literally getting beat up and shoved in lockers and stuff.
Yeah.
Mine was never that. Mine was a mental thing.
Yes.
And like I said, still to this day, I'm almost 37. Every time I get a cold sore, I just want to just hide in a closet and not come out until it's gone. And I'm 34, married, 4 kids, and my life is great. I get a cold sore, bam, I just want to hide. Because all those feelings and everything that I've experienced, the embarrassment and everything, that's the only one good thing about these stupid mask mandates and everything is when if I got a cold sore, it was hidden.
Well,
no one can see it.
Get cold sore like crazy.
Well,
that's
true.
Goodness gracious.
But other than that, I just every time I get a cold sore, like I said,
dude, I get them a ton too. I actually got on some medication. You can get on prescription medication, and you can take them the minute you start feeling them coming.
Oh, I have those. Yeah,
you got it too.
I have it,
dude. I haven't had one in almost 2 years because I just take them all the time. Like, if I even feel the itch, you know the itch I'm talking about.
Oh, the itch. Oh,
or
yeah.
Or if the weather, like, there's a temperature drop or you're like, oh, cold sore is going to come. I'll just pop a pill. 12 hours later, if I remember, I'll take the other one.
I'm supposed to take
two.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they're gone.
Yeah.
And that stuff works.
I can't remember
what it's called.
I don't get it.
Valtrac?
It's something like that.
Valtrac. Yeah. It's the Kirkland brand.
Yeah, whatever.
Valtrac.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
It's one of those. Yeah. It takes a toll on you. I mean, whether it's physical or just mental abuse. I mean, it just...
No, I'm the way I am. Cool. I'm the way I am as far as some people say I'm... I don't know. I'm a little hardened anyway. It's from my freshman year of high school changed me forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was get bigger than people and come up with snappier comebacks.
Yeah.
I had no comeback. My comeback game was garbage. I couldn't make fun of people that good.
Mm-hmm.
So you better believe I worked on comebacks, making fun of people... Digging in on, you know, whatever. You're going to come at me with some stuff. I'm going to have a bunch ready for you.
He's going to have his arsenal. See, you and I took a totally different approach. Me, I got my shell. I'm just going to be here in the corner. Minding my business. I don't want people to even talk to me.
Right.
Now you're just like, come at me, bro.
Now, I mean, it took a year. I remember, and that was the thing, similar to you, I didn't say anything to my parents. I had no idea.
Yeah.
None. And then it didn't help either that we used to carpool with there was 6-7 other kids that went to the school and we carpooled together that some of my friends started making fun of me too. It's like, so I'm dealing with this crap at school and then one in particular is like making fun of me on the way home or to school sometime. I'm like, Bro, are you serious, man?
Yeah.
One time that kid made fun of me. This is my friend, too. I've been friends with him like 3-4 years. He's making fun of me so bad in my science class. He sat next to me, and there was a girl who was our friend that I kind of liked her, too. Mm-hmm. And I think he said something about that, which I had told him to never say anything, and I think he did. I stabbed him in the arm with a pencil.
Get him.
I'm not even kidding. Dude, I straight up shanked him. I was holding a pencil, and I was gripping it, you know, like... Mm-hmm. Like, I was just boiling over, and he kept, and he was like, he kept laughing at me and saying, and I just remembered, boom, 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 like, I jabbed his pen into his arm, and as I'm doing that, I'm, like, pushing him onto the ground and standing over him like I'm gonna stab him to death, so this is a freak out, right? And he's like, whoa, dude, and he, like, he scared, like, it killed the bully, gone, and then I sat down. And he kind of got back in his chair, like, sitting next to me. Like, I'm surprised nobody saw this. I have no idea. Like, they probably thought I was, like, some psychopath losing my mind.
The teacher's like...
No, yeah, well, he was kind of one of those guys, actually. I got a buddy I work with now that went to the same school, and he actually knows that teacher. He knows exactly. And he's one of those guys that probably was like, whatever.
Whatever.
He ain't dead. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? Probably had it coming. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. It was earth science. So he's like, talk about...
Chlorophyll?
Rocks. Yeah, yeah.
You mean borophyll?
That's botany, but still,
whatever.
It's all but science. I remember, it like and he just goes, and he like kind of mumbles. I'm like, God, I mean, what are you saying that for? I was just messing around, and I was like, I told you, I've been telling you. I remember just saying, I was like, I kept telling you, man, I kept telling you. I go, and I used the same pencil, start writing. He didn't bleed or nothing, wasn't anything crazy. He just had like a pencil lead mark right in his arm.
Yeah,
I gave it to him. Probably not the right answer, everybody. But gosh, man, like,
well, I was. Sometimes if you get pushed enough, you're gonna snap.
Well, and it was like I said, it's like I'm getting bullied by people I don't care for. Now I'm getting picked on by my friend, who I thought was my friend. Mm-hmm. I couldn't take it anymore. It's always like everybody's stuff. I took it out on him.
Yeah.
Because it all boiled over right there. That was towards the end of the school year too, and then we moved. You know, to Colin, to new school, but and then finally I told my mom we were driving around. And it was basically, because I didn't want to play football anymore. Like, I've gone through this a lot in my life, too. I don't want to play football anymore. Because there was always so much emotion, because it was something I loved so much. And things kept happening that ruined it for me, whether it was people picking on me in ninth grade, the coaches were, you know, and then, like, I get a value, and I'm like, I don't know. Coaches, like, you know, it's just always somebody.
You met Valley View and you met me and you were like,
it was all good. Cool. I liked everybody. That's why I stuck around. You know, I remember my mom's like, you know, we could just go to another school if you don't like to coach because, you know, and I'm like, I like my friends, though.
I'm glad you stuck around.
Yeah, I like my friends more, you know, which is good. But, you know, when I finally did tell her what was happening, because she was like, why don't you want to go to, because she was like, we're going to move to Colo, but you could still keep going out there. We'd drive you out there. I was like, I remember I just started crying. Like, I do not want to go to that school anymore. And she was like, why? You know, and I told her things they were saying. She's like, I had no idea because I didn't take it home with me.
Yeah.
But it was just something I carried around with me all the time, you know, and we do that as people. You know, we're not very good at talking about our feelings.
No. I mean, especially growing up, You don't share your feelings, you know, growing up.
That's why as parents you got to teach your kids talk. Mm-hmm. Something's up. And then keep asking, too. Don't just be like, you being bullied? No? Okay, cool. And then never bring it up for the next 10 years.
Yeah, no.
You got to...
No, I can tell. Well, Landon, he's like me. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. I can tell when he's mad. I know when he's sad. I know when he's happy. And so when I tell him, you know, I ask him something. You know, oh, nothing. I'll be like, no. There's something wrong. Tell me. Talk to me, Goose.
Yeah.
And eventually they talk more to their mom than they me.
Sure.
Than they do me. But, you know, every once in a while, I'll get it out of him. But then I can just tell him, been there, done that, you know? Trust me. I know what you're going through because I've been there. And then they're like, oh, what, really? And it's like, crap.
No, being
now I don't have this superpower dad.
No, but you know, just relating to him.
But you got to relate to him. So, yeah.
Being the uber macho, you know, dad persona is not as necessary anymore. It's just being somebody who's there and communicates, has a dialogue with their kids is a good example.
Those things are way more badass than being super big and neglecting the kid because they get there six, you know, times a week at the gym, and you know they work, you know, 12 hours a day, so they never see him. Like, I think they just rather have you around.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, that's how you
don't have kids. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to be there for them, you don't want to be involved, then don't have them.
Yeah.
Oh, it was an accident. Guess what, man? You got to fix it now. You get to. You got to be there.
You got to be a dad.
You got to be there now. Hey.
Yeah, they're not accessories. You can't just want them around when it's, you know.
When it's convenient.
Oh, here, yeah, convenient. Let's go out to town. Let's go to a friend's house so I can show
them. Oh, hold on. Look, I got my kid. Take a picture. Put it on Instagram. Yeah. See, I'm such a great dad. Look how much I love my kid. And then after the picture's taken, push the kid aside and walk out.
And then go scroll for hours at a time on social media.
Stop it.
No, you take the picture. No, you don't post the picture. You know?
I don't. You know, I take pictures with my kids. I'm not really big on posting every little thing on social media. I hardly do it. I don't think it's necessary at all. It's not genuine. I think it's fake. I'm not saying that everybody that's on there all the time isn't a genuine person. I'm just saying, like, at least for me, the way I am, it would be fake. If you saw me posting something every single day on social media, it's because I want something.
Yeah.
It's not because it's genuine.
It's because you're looking for attention.
I'm trying to do something.
Because you're not getting it somewhere else.
So. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, so
it's just like, hence going back to being bullied.
That's what I was about to say. Almost to wrap it up. What's the consensus here? In conclusion.
In conclusion.
You know, I'm looking for an outlet with my anger and my emotional issues. So what do? I go pick on people.
Mm-hmm. You need attention?
I need attention.
As an adult, I'm going to post this on Instagram or Facebook. And if I don't get enough likes, I'm going to keep posting until I get as many as I can.
And now I'm neglecting my kid, who's really bullying somebody at school. Exactly. Or being bullied, but not talking to me because I'm too busy consuming my own affairs.
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Stop being obsessed with yourself. You had your time. You have a kid. Now you got to take care of that. When that kid leaves, cool. Go back to yourself then. Mm-hmm. Okay? Maybe when that kid's 18, 19 on their own, hopefully you've done a halfway decent job that they're not so messed up that they want to just, you know, kill themselves.
And if your kid and if your kid's being a bully, you might want to take a look in the mirror and say,
it's you.
I wonder why they're being a bully.
It's you.
It is 100% you.
It's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
We have to take accountability for our actions.
Yep.
If our kid's a bully, it's our fault. Mm-hmm. If the kid's neglected, getting picked on, and you're not doing anything about it, that's your fault too. Because you either don't see it because you're blind or you don't ask. Mm-hmm. Some people wear a pretty good mask. Covered up.
Yep.
And then they're devastated when something happens, like the kid, you know, got to the point where they committed suicide. And I've heard this 100 times. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I had no idea.
How do you not have any idea, man?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that they can hide. I get it. And you can maybe you were doing it all right. Maybe there is some of those, like, I was involved and I was talking and they really never said anything. And okay. I get it. You give them a little privacy, especially as they're older, like 16, 17. You want to give them their time.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're being like, you know, the KGB and you're just tracking everything they're doing on their phone or their computer, then you take them at their word.
Yeah.
Those are rare cases, though, I feel. Mm-hmm. I feel like most of them are not that. Yeah. You're not paying attention. You treat them like crap. They get treated like crap. Then you can't talk to you because you're too busy or you're not around.
Yep. That's what all
it's a vicious cycle. It's all a bunch of cycles. It's just a cycle. It keeps going around and around and around.
Mm-hmm.
So what we got to do, we got to break the chain. Like I said, break the chain. Be the change.
Boom. Oh. That was deep, man.
Be the change. I think we got to change.
I think we just found the topic, you know, the header, what we're going to call this episode.
Break the chain.
Break the chain of bullying.
Break the chain, baby.
Break the chain. Be the change.
I was so proud of my daughter not that long ago. Because we bring this up a lot. We talk to her a lot about all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Not just bullying, just anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she told me one of her friends was getting picked on.
Mm-hmm.
And she got in there and told him to stop with authority the way she told me to. She said, "You don't say that. It's not nice. Don't do it again."
And I can see her doing
that.
"And
don't do it again." And I said, "Oh, so good.
You need to teach her the Brooklyn accent."
"Oh, get out of here.
Don't do it again."
"Yeah, if you do it again, I'm going to have to slap you. All right?"
"Use two over there."
"Yeah, use. Hey, look at those guys.
Yeah, look at those white guys over there."
See, now we're picking on people from New York. We're being bullies. No, we're not.
Those people are hard. They're hard people. They don't care about us.
They pick on us.
"Get Eddie." No, and she, because it's happened to a friend, and somebody was trying to pick on her once, and she's like, "You don't say that to me." And she poked him in the chest. It was a boy.
Now, I love the poke in the chest.
"You don't say that." But I'm, you know how I am. Like, I'm very aggressive sometimes in my mannerisms. And I've told her, like, growing up, when she was like 4 or 5, I said, "If a kid ever puts their hand on you, you put your hands on them. You don't ever let anybody touch you. I don't care if it's a boy, a girl.
You are pretty animated."
"No, and I don't. You don't let, I was like, "You don't get picked on. You don't let other people be picked on. You don't let it happen. Don't let it happen." Mm-hmm. And so here she is, almost 9. So she's like, "You poke right in the chest. You don't ever say that. You don't say that. You don't say that." Like stepbrothers.
That's awesome.
So yeah, I was pretty proud. So but it happens. You can do it. You can be the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if I can goddamn do it, you guys can do it too. I'm nobody. I'm just some person. I'm just a person.
Me too. Just a person.
We're nobodies.
Everyone, once again, you know, we're going to wrap this up, but go to communitykindnessmovement.com. Just look into it and just see what they're all about. And if you want to become an ambassador, they do have a little application that you fill out. If I remember right, the application process ends in August. But yeah, you know, if you want to get involved, I would suggest, even if it's not this movement, just get involved in some type of nonprofit in your community.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones that are really out there to help people.
And we got to take care of each other. It's a village.
That's all it is.
We really do. We got to quit just...
Big community, small community, whatever it is, get involved.
Stop just worrying about yourself. We got to take care of other people too.
Yep. And don't... Talk to your kids about bullying.
Break the chain.
Ask your kid, are you bullying people? And if he is, smack him. Okay, don't smack him.
Could be a girl too, though.
Smack the kid. Don't smack the kid.
Smack either kid.
But you need to talk to them and be like, "Listen," and then take a good look in the mirror.
Yeah, is it you?
Is it you? What are you doing or not doing? You know, here we go.
It don't matter, but you know what?
What were you thinking?
Most people might hear what we're saying and go, "I ain't doing that." Cool, man. Awesome.
Whatever.
If that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be able to.
I'm going to tell you right now.
You have to be able to be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
If you can't be honest with yourself, you're not honest with your kids.
The best kind of people to give advice are the ones that have gone through something. We've both gone through something. We're giving you advice right now.
Yeah.
We're no Dr. Phil. What were you thinking? But, you know, that's just it. You have to have the experience in order to give advice. Look yourself in the mirror.
Most people have been bullied, though.
Exactly.
In some way, shape, or form, you've been picked on at some point in your life, and it didn't feel good.
Nope. Not at all.
So, let's fix this.
So, why make someone else feel like that?
Yeah.
Just because
you know how it feels.
Like yeah. Exactly. Don't bring anyone else down just because you're being brought down. Try and bring someone up.
We love to do that, though. That's the problem. If we're not feeling good, then we want to bring other people down.
It's that cycle you were talking about. Break it.
Break it.
Break the chain.
Break the chain. All right? Stop bullying. Talk to your kids. Be there. Stop neglecting them. Stop damaging them. We got to build these kids up.
Or we are going to send Steve's daughter to come and poke you in your chest.
She will come poke you right in the chest right now. You don't say that.
I love it. All right. Hey, everyone, remember, your children are blessings. Don't take it for granted. We will see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yes. Bye.